had the kind of faith that related him to God. And he was a man who had God's approval, enough so that he included him in the list of what we call the Hall of Faith, those who God put forward as exemplary. So, what do you do about a guy like about John Lieberger, the fundamentalist preacher, who wouldn't take his little girl to a hospital directly across from his house? You know, certainly I cannot give any final judgment, but I would not be surprised if we will meet him someday in heaven. Because one thing this text teaches us is this: God may overlook ignorance, but he doesn't overlook unbelief. Or putting it another way, God may overlook ignorance, but he values trust and belief in him. When you stand before him, he's not going to ask you how you did on the theology exam. God values trust, confidence in him, and the fact is we get into heaven because of who we know, not of what we did. Amen? But this story teaches us something else. First, that God may overlook ignorance, but won't overlook unbelief. But secondly, belief without understanding and knowing God can do great damage. Belief without a strong theology is what I've called dangerous faith. It was true for Jephthah. It was true for John Lieberger. In fact, the more deeply you believe, the more deeply you trust, the more dangerous you are if you have an inadequate theology, if you don't know the one in whom you believe. That's why we do Bible study and roundtable discussions around the Word of God, because we need to know what it is and who it is that we believe. And you all know that knowing about God is different than knowing his Son and being in relationship with him as your Savior. If you know that, say amen, and I'll move on. All right. You know, when you think of theology, theo stands for God, and then logi means the study of, right? The study of God. You know, I don't know if you've met some of the preachers I've met in my 59 years, but I've heard some of them come right out and say, look, I don't preach theology. I think people need to have an experience of God. I think that people need to know how to relate. And so what I'm into is helping the people when they come on a Sunday morning to have an experience with God. I don't give much time to theology. Well, I thought this. You go to a doctor, right? And you say to the doctor, I've got a pain in my stomach. And the doctor says, well, you know, I don't pay much attention to medicine. I took that stuff at school, but I haven't paid much attention to it. What I'm into is a bedside manner. I want people to feel comfortable around me. Look, why don't we just cut you open and see what's inside that tummy of yours? And I'm thinking, not your knife and not my belly. Yeah. I mean, it sounds so good, doesn't it? You know, we're giving people an experience of God. But if you have a deep faith in God and a shallow theology, a shallow understanding of God and his word, you'll be giving yourself to superficiality, giving yourself over to nonsense, and you can do great damage to yourself and maybe even others. I want you to think of it this way this morning. You take a walk down the beach of the, we'll say the Atlantic Ocean, since we're closer to it. You feel the spray of the ocean in the air and your face, and you smell the salt that's in the air and hear the gawking of the seagulls, right? Beautiful. And then you go from there to your study, and you begin to look at a map of the Atlantic. That's quite a letdown, by the way, right? Yeah, I mean, it's certainly far more fun, far more interesting to walk by the side of the Atlantic Ocean than it is to substitute that for colored paper and words of insight and acknowledgement about the Atlantic. But there are a couple of things that you need to know about that paper. One, it's based on the experiences of thousands of people, not just your own, and of people better qualified, perhaps, to analyze what they saw than you are. And secondly, if you want to get any place, the map is absolutely essential. Columbus was aiming for the West Indies. He missed them by quite a bit and found the eastern seaboard of the United States, which is now the United States of America. So here we go. Let's wrap this up. God may overlook ignorance, but he will not overlook unbelief. However, that is no plea for ignorance. Great faith with good theology can be a benefit, can be a blessing to you and to God's people. God's word also tells us that our undoing is always due to a lack of knowledge. You need to know that. Knowing God and knowing God's word can keep you from such hideous and tragic events, such as what happened to John Lieberger, such as what happened with Jephthah. Understanding God, knowing about God, can help you to become in relationship with his Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it keeps you from harming yourself and others. So the challenge I would offer you this week is to pray that God would bring a change within our hearts. That means the essence of who we are, within the hearts of the people in Canton, that he would prepare fertile soil to receive what we know about God and begin that relationship with his Son Jesus. That you would begin with a new hunger for studying his word. We're going to be starting up here our Tuesday Bible study at 11. We're going to be studying his word as well as talking about the things that you want to know about scripture. And I hope you'll be there. So when you leave this church today, for God's sake, for your sake, love God with all your heart and all your soul, with all of your mind as well. Too much at stake not to do that. Amen? Amen. Guys, tell me where we're at as far as putting a hymn on the board. We're good? As you are able, please stand as we sing Freely, Freely.